they asked, what did he go to Phoenix for?
他去找他的表弟。
And he said that, Brother Wang answered that he went to find his cousin.
王弟兄说，我儿子带领他的表弟，所以他表弟现在常常到凤凰城去慕道，也有很可能他会下决心要受洗。
And Brother Wang shared with me that his son, Andy, encouraged his cousin to go to church, and he's been going to church and has been deciding to get baptized.
我们就说，那你这个做舅舅的，如果是你去叫你外甥去教会，他会去吗？
And so I said, well, you as his uncle, if you asked him to go to church, would he go?
他说不会的啦。
He says, no, he wouldn't listen to me.
很有可能就是跟 uncle 说，我有时间我会去。
And perhaps he would just answer his uncle by saying, oh, if I have time, I'll go.
但是是因为表哥年纪几乎一样来做这件事情，所以呢做的就比较顺利。
But it's because of his son, who was the same age, around the same age as his cousin, this work was able to be more effectively done.
昨天下午，Lily姐妹说到说，伯恩教会的中文福音组呢，有面对着一个困难，就是会有这个断层的现象。Yesterday,
Sister Lily shared with us that the Chinese evangelism team often face a challenge of not doing their events consistently.
就是说，在带领的这些人呢，就是那一个年龄层而已。 做的人，做这项工作的，就是只是那个像他类似，差不多他这种年纪的人在做。
She says that the people that are doing the work are all people around her own age.
那我们知道，事实上，这个讲中文为主，在这个地方讲中文为主的呢，不只是成人，有些新移民。 年纪不大，但是呢，他也是讲中文为主。
And we know that there's a lot of people here, not only the older members, but the newly immigrated that has Chinese as their first language.
那这是一个移民的国家。
And this is a country of immigrants.
所以这种现象应该还会继续存着。
And so these things will still exist.
所以如果能够有比较接近的年龄的来做牧道者的朋友，或者来带领他们，这个。
And so it'd be more effective if we can find people around the same age as the people whom they're evangelizing to.
Lina姐妹提到说，她发现80%的在教会里头，从小在教会长大的这些宗教教育的这个青少年呢，他们这个。 没有那种传福音的那种感觉，甚至不会传福音。
And Sister Lina also shared with us yesterday that about 80% of the youth that grow up in the RE system have no passion for evangelizing. Some do not even know how to start evangelizing.
那我们发现说这个传福音不是在某一个年龄层，应该是。 前面性的所有的人都应该是传福音的人。So
we know that evangelizing is not only for a certain age group, but everyone should be equipped to know how to evangelize.
那所以有一个建议，就是我们宗教教育的课程里头，应该常常也会提到传福音的这一个主题。So
it was suggested that we include the topics of evangelism more in our RE curriculum.
不用more，本来就已经有了。
We already have topics involving evangelism in our RE curriculum.
只是我们没有提供机会，或者有组织的来做。
But we don't give the opportunity or implement a plan to put it into action.
所以请各位这个各教会先到的我们的工作人员，在你做计划的时候，也可以请你。 也考虑一下，在宗教教育系里头也来办一下这种先导的活动。And
so for the people members involved in the evangelical work, when you're doing your planning, please remember to include evangelical work in for your RE students.
因为现在才2月。It's
only February right now.
所以到今年 NCC 11月呢，还有
So until the NCC, which is in November, there's still a good amount of time.
所以希望今年 NCC 的时候，我们各教会的报告里头会有人报告他们在这个宗教教育里头的这种先道活动的一个分享。And
so hopefully by the time NCC rolls around, we'll have more stories and testimonies about evangelical work being done by the religious education groups.
现在请我们翻开我们的讲义,
so let's turn to our class notes in effective follow-up.
首先我们必须要有对象来跟进。
First, we need a target to evangelize to.
昨天下午这个莉莉姐妹提到说, 伯恩教会每个月他们都会, 这个, 讨论一下这一个月安息这个聚会的时候来的慕道者做一下整理。
Sister Lily shared with us yesterday that every once a month, their evangelical group would review the truth seekers that came to church during the past month.
我想这是一个非常好的一个做法。I
think this is a very effective approach.
那我们每一次的福音有跟先道有关的这个活动之后呢？ 应该马上整理一下这个名单。And
so all of our activities involving evangelism, we should always review the people that came to the church.
我相信我们这样在做，我们那个名单的那个数目应该会越来越多。I
think we continue doing this, the people on the list will continue to increase.
那另外我们对刚第一次来教会的，我们通常会给他一张表格。
And typically, for the first timers of the church, we give them a registration card for them to fill out.
通常我们发现呢，他只是会填名字而已。
And more often, they will just put their first name down, or their first and last name down.
很少会把住址或者这个电话给留下来。
Rarely will they include their address or a phone number.
所以我在想说这个表格啊。 是不是可以改变一下?
So I'm thinking perhaps we can change the format of our registration cards.
你会愿意把住址留下来? 在什么情况之下人会愿意把住址留下来?
In what circumstances do people usually want to leave their address?
就是说你能够收到什么东西?
Usually when you are able to receive something in return.
我们教会有好多东西可以送给人。
We have a lot of material in church that we can give to others.
所以那个表格上面或许可以提供一些，我们有每一季有一期的，有这个玛拿的这个季刊。So
on the cards, we can put that we have every quarter we have a manna magazines that we publish.
我们有免费的这种讲道的CD.
And it's also free audio CDs.
我们有每一页的这种这个圣灵月刊.
And also the Holy Spirit monthly magazine every month.
就是说能够提供给甚至说我们可以有这个访问这个访谈访问这个协谈
and so we would have opportunity to discuss with them to talk with them
或者说我们有这个 代祷的可以到你家里去为你祷告
or if we have the opportunity to go to the house to help pray for them
那甚至如果我们人员够的话，我们有这个青少年辅导啦，或者是婚姻辅导。And
if we have enough manpower, perhaps even some youth counseling as well as marriage counseling.
这样有这些，或许更可以让人愿意留下他的这个通信的电话或住址。And
if we have more of these kinds of services, perhaps people will be more willing to put down their contact information.
因为有的人只来一次。Because
most people only come once.
但是不等于呢。 他对我们教会完全没有兴趣。But
that doesn't indicate that they're totally disinterested in the church.
或许他愿意，他不会想要，他不会没有计划再来，但是他愿意接到教会的刊物。Perhaps
they're willing to receive some literature or other material from the church.
或许他没有打算要来教会，但是呢，他觉得他有想要。
They may have no indication to come to church in the future, but they may hope to receive some kind of counseling from the church.
好，我们讲义上面第一个是，我们再来哈，这个我们有时候有一个观念哈。 这个带人来的，他好像就是也是跟进的人。
We typically have the misconception that the person who brings the truth seeker to church is the one that continue plans
to follow up.
That is also the person that follows up with, should be the one that follows up with them.
啊，但是在事实上啊，带人来的他不一定啊，他不一定会做或者有办法做跟进的工作。
But in actuality, the person that brought the truth seeker may not have the skills to do follow up or the time to do follow up.
哦，那谁最会带人来？
So, what kind of people bring in truth seekers easily?
哦，很多的时候是慕道者带慕道者，或者初信者带人来。
It's typically the truth seeker that brings another truth seeker, or a beginning believer brings in truth seekers.
哦，所以他们很容易带人来，但是他们不一定能。就是说能够去做跟进的工作。
So it's very easy and natural for them to bring in another person, but maybe challenging for them to do the follow-up work.
哦，有时候为什么那个带人的那种风气啊，渐渐没有了
？And how come sometimes we lose this sense of this sense of bringing people to church?
哦，因为我带人来了，但是好像没有人哈，没有人来跟进，但我又带不了他。
Because it seems that when we bring people in, nobody follows up with them, and then it's not in my capacity to be able to follow up with them all the time.
哦，这样有时候无形当中那个带人的那个火就熄灭了。
And so, unknowingly, this flame for bringing this zeal for bringing people in is extinguished.
哦，所以这个跟进的工作真的是要啊，是很重要，要下功夫。
And so this follow up work is indeed very important for us to do.
所以我们讲义啊，第一个就是自我的准备。
So the first thing on the notes is self-preparation.
啊，分作啊这个个人的准备。
It's divided up into individual self-preparation.
啊，这我们在很多的这个谈论里头，我们都谈过。
We have discussed about many of these points before.
啊，再来第二个教会方面的准备。
The second is church preparation.
啊，我们看到。这个教会方面的这个啊第四点。
Let's read number four under B.
啊，这个第四点说要同心一意。
It's one mind and one accord.
啊，说这个撒旦呐、啊、无法攻啊，成为撒旦无法攻破的山寨。
So it can be the strongest fortress which Satan cannot break.
啊，这个团队的啊团队的精神哈、啊，团队的这个功用。是非常的重要的。
It's very important to have this oneness to be in one mind and one accord.
这个《使徒行传》十三章一节到三节啊，提到说安提阿教会啊，他们有一个工作的团队。
In Acts chapter
十三章
Acts 13 verses 1 through 3 it says that they were very well they were very cohesive.
他们有一个工作的团队
They had a work team and were very cohesive.
啊，那这个工作团队呢，他们是很多样性的。
And this work team covered many different aspects.
啊，就是他们的成员呢、啊、是多样性的，他们的这里头的组员是多样性的。
And so the members are multi
这个多样性是 variety。
They had a variety of different members.
哦，他们种族不一样，他们的背景不一样。
They had different backgrounds, different nationalities.
啊，那这个是必须的。
And this is essential.
啊，尤其我们一直在强调着哈，我们的教，这个我们的福音呐、啊，是要对每一个种族来传讲。
Especially when we emphasize that God's gospel is for every nation, every race.
啊，莉莉姐妹昨天有提到说，他们的先道小组啊，在做的当中，大家都做得很喜乐。
And Sister Lily also shared yesterday that their evangelism team they do their work very joyfully.
哦，这就是一个。这个同心所表现出来的。
This is an effect of being of one mind and one heart.
在一个团队里头，真的需要各种不同的人。
Because on a team, we really need different kinds of people.
不同的背景、不同的人来发挥他不同的这种个性。
People with different backgrounds, different skills, and different personalities.
但是呢，圣灵的果子里头最后提到说要节制。
But in the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the last one mentioned is self-control.
在我们发挥个性的当中， 我们需要节制。
That's when we're expressing our utilizing our skills, we also need to have self-control.
有一次有一个同龄他送给我一个电子邮件。
There's a member that sent me an email.
那个他里头有一个故事这样讲。
And there was a story that says.
他说那个捕鱼的人他们希望把那个捕到的鱼运到他们要卖的地方的时候，那个鱼还是活的。
It says that there's a fisherman and they wanted to transport the fish to the place where they're going to sell it. And they're hoping that the fish will survive through that journey.
所以买的人呢是买到觉得是买到新鲜的鱼。
And so that people who purchase the fish will feel like they purchased a very fresh fish.
那其中有一种鱼很奇怪，在运送的途中就会不晓得为什么死掉很多。
And there was a kind of fish that was very strange in that during the transportation process, many of them would just die off.
那有一次无意中有另外一种鱼，一条另外一种鱼掺在那里面。
And then they often discovered that there was a different kind of fish that was
掺杂在那一群鱼里头。
That was also with those fishes that died off.
结果发现说，那一趟那个鱼死的就很少。
And so then they discovered that during that trip, those kind of fish that died off earlier didn't die as much.
后来发现说，那种本来在运送过程会死很多那种鱼那个性情很温和，他们就是挤在一起，就没有什么活动，没有什么动，就挤在一起。
And so they found out that the fish that originally died off a lot. During the transportation process, these fish are actually very temperate and weren't really agitated.
那无意中掉进去的那一条鱼是那种串来串去的那种鱼。
And so the other fish that went into their group are is the kind of fish that likes to move around very wildly.
所以那一条鱼在那一群不动的鱼里头乱串就把整群鱼给让他们都活跃起来。
And so this fish that like to move around is disturbed that environment for the other fish, and they became more lively and moved around more.
那可能这样有动所以那个氧气就会比较多。
And so perhaps through this movement, oxygen was made more available.
那所以死掉的鱼就比较少。
And so less fish tended to die off.
我们这个昨天有个弟兄他又说他说我在团体里头常常我是那一种人家又爱又恨的人。
Another brother shared yesterday that in a team, he's often the person who's loved the most and also hated the most.
这个好像很矛盾但事实上每个团队里头一定都有这种人。
It seems kind of contradicting, but in every team, there's always a person kind of like this.
少了你又好像死气沉沉的。
Now, without you, it seems that there's not much energy among the group.
有了你，说难听一点，又是一个这个 trouble maker.
But with the person there, to put it bluntly, often more trouble is caused.
事实上真的需要有这种人才会活起来。
And indeed, we really need these kind of people so that our groups can be more lively.
但是呢。如果说你能够节制一下那真的是给团体带来很大的帮助。
But if those type of people can have a little bit of self-control, they can bring a great benefit to the entire group.
因为真的会动起来。
Because they would motivate and uplift the group.
因为真的会有一些很有创意的点子出来。
And they have very creative ideas that come flowing out.
但是为什么这样的人常常真的是人家会宁可说宁可不要有你。
But how come a lot of people do not wish that these people were not part of their group? They could do without them.
我把它分析了一下。
Kind of analyze this.
这样的人他可能会对十件事情在那边搅和。
Because these people can be very busy in the discussions.
对十件事情。
They can be very involved in 10 things.
那十件事情他在那边搅和，在那边 disturb.
And they would disturb these 10 things.
其中有五件他的意见他的说法是无理取闹。
And five of those things, they would speak a lot of nonsense regarding those.
那其中有三件，他根本不知道详情。
And three of them, they would have three of those things. They would have no idea what's going on.
那其中有一件，他知道的跟人家知道的刚好相反。
And then the one thing that they do know, they have a direct, exact opposite opinion of the other people.
其中只有一件，他说对了，而且是一针见血。
And only one thing that they know that they speak correctly of.
所以你如果不要去讲那九件，你讲那一件，那就 perfect.
And so in this team, if you were not to talk about the nine other things, but just talk about that one thing, it would be very ideal.
你如果觉得你就是那种人,
if you feel that you're this type of person,
你就节制一下,
then try to have a little bit of self-control.
换掉那五件,
and to let go of those five things.
那三件你根本完全不晓得的,
and for the three things, three issues that you don't even know about, don't even touch it.
你就讲那一件,
and just talk about that one thing that you do know.
哇,大家会 对你啊, 真的是另眼相看,
and everyone will start to see you in a different light.
真的团体里头真的需要这种人,
because truly in the group we really need these kind of people.
如果我们的团体团队里头有这样的人, 不要排斥他,
and so do not reject these kind of people if you find them in your own group.
帮助他去找到那一条,
but rather help them to discover this one thing that they're good at and that they know.
那请他就专注在那一个就好，其他那他自己本身也要换了。
And have them to be able to dedicate their time and focus on that one thing.
因为是少数的人，其实那我也很爱这少数的人，所以用一点时间来讲这件事情。
And because it's only a minority of people that do this, but I also love them, so that's why I want to share my thoughts on this.
好，那我们继续看。
Let's continue the second section, True Seekers Follow-Up.
第一个我们要带领慕道者，我们做跟进的工作，当然我们需要有一些的条件。
And we need to have some requirements for doing follow-up work.
比如说这个使命感。
For example, sense of mission.
刚才丁姐妹跟我们谈到说，带领跟牧养一个慕道者，折腾，这个 折磨了他们七年,
just like Sister Ding shared earlier, that to bring a person into Christ and to follow up with them, to help them grow, it actually felt kind of like a torment.
但是你每一次看到那一幅最后的素描，我想过去的一切，真的就算不得什么。
But when you see the ending of your labor, then all of the process that went through it may not matter that much.
所以这个跟进的工作是 花时间、花精神又花金钱的。And
so to do follow-up work, we need to dedicate our time, our energy, and our money.
那再来，我们把慕道者稍微分类一下。And
so we'll divide the true seekers into different categories.
因为对不同的类型，需要有不同的带领。Because
different kind of types have different ways to follow up.
第一种，他已经有自己的信仰。And
first, that the ones that already have their own beliefs.
他可能是别的宗教。Perhaps
they are part of other religions.
或者他是别的教派。Or
other denominations.
其实大部分的人对他的宗教是很肤浅的。Most
people are very shallow regarding their religion.
所以有时候他根本连他自己宗教的事情，他根本也不太 不太清楚。
So not very familiar with a lot of things in their religion.
但是有时候我们也会碰到他在他的宗教信仰里头，他是非常的投入的。
But we also meet those people who are very devout in their religion.
但是他为什么愿意继续跟我们来交往？
But why are they willing to come and commune with us?
因为他有感觉到在他的宗教信仰里头 还有什么他并没有得到？
Because they feel that in their religion or in their faith, there's still something that they haven't received yet.
但是因为他在本来的信仰里头就很投入，所以这种人常常也很困难。
But because they are so deeply rooted in their religion already, it's kind of more of a challenge.
那就要慢慢的去体会说 他到底缺少的是什么？
So we need to come to understand what they need, what maybe lacking.
那第二种 类型的是为了社交来到教会。
Second kind of truth seeker comes for a social purpose.
那这个我们就需要有人呐、啊，能够比较长时间的来陪这种人。
And we need people with more time to be able to spend time with these kind of people.
因为这个只是为了社交来教会的呢，也不等于说他不可能信主。
And because these people that comes to church for social purpose does not indicate that they will not believe in Christ.
因为现在的社会，现在的生活是多变化的。
Because this life is constantly changing.
不晓得在什么时候他会突然间。有那一个需要神、需要宗教的时候
not sure at what point in their life they may come to realize that they need God.
所以这个教会里头如果能够有这种跟他有相同的嗜好，又有时间，也肯花时间的，我们可以安排这种人来带。
And so for these kind of people, we can arrange for people who share similar interests to spend some time with them.
再来第三种
Number three.
正在寻找信仰的人。
Those are looking for religion.
事实上这种人也很多。
There's a lot of these kinds of people.
那这种人有一种现象就是他到很多的宗教、很多的教会他都去接触了。
And for these kind of people, they like to attend many different religions.
那很多层面他都知道一些。
And so they're exposed to a little bit of all religions, all faiths.
这一种人他通常是非常的混乱，非常的混杂。
And typically they're more confused.
他好像什么他也都能够接受。
But it seems that they're willing to accept anything.
但是他没有办法定下来。
But they're unable to set down on one.
你讲的好像很有理。
Seems like this person is speaking some truth.
但是别人讲的也蛮有道理，也蛮有理的。
But the stuff that the other person preaches, it makes sense as well.
所以其实有很多人是在这种混乱的状况里头。
So some people are floating between the state of confusion.
那有的人是真的是很单纯。
And so there are those that are very simple, are pure.
他所接触的并还没有很多。
That they have not been exposed to too many of these different religions.
如果有这种的，那要好好的把握。
If you have those kind of truth seekers, you need to take hold of the opportunity.
第四种是他在生活里头他有遇到困难。
The fourth kind of truth seekers are those that are encountering difficulties in their life.
这种人，这个信得快，走得也快。
These people they believe fast and they also depart fast.
因为有困难所以呢，他会很愿意的。来祷告，来追求。
Because they're going through difficulties, so they're very willing to come and to pursue some kind of help.
所以通常也会很快的，他就有所体验。
And so they typically receive more movements quickly.
那为什么他会走得快
？And why do they depart or leave fast？
一方面是我们造成的。
One aspect is due to our own cause.
因为我们一直认为说他已经有这么深刻的体验了。
Because to us, we feel that they already have such a deep experience.
这个是没有办法去忘记、抹灭掉的这种神给他这么特殊的恩典。
And this is a grace that God has given them that's very hard to just forget.
那我们就比较疏忽于来带领他在。这个道理上来栽培他。
And so we only, we lack to spend the time in building them up in the word.
那从事实来看呢，这神迹对一个人的信仰，它不是绝对的保证。
And so from what we've seen, the miracles that happen in people's lives, it's not a guarantee that their faith will be strong.
所以有时候我们会叹息说。他的体验这么大，他怎么可以离开主耶稣，离开教会
？Sometimes we may wonder, well, this person has received such a great miracle from God. Why did he or she just leave church so quickly?
他们家领受了这么大的恩典，他们怎么会离开教会
？Their household was blessed mightily by God. How could they just leave?
但是事实就摆在眼前。
But the truth is before us.
所以这个。道理的带领跟道理的栽培，这个是绝对没有办法去忽略的。
That we must not neglect leading them in the truth and in the word.
再来第五个非常忙碌所以他 And fifth
is that the people who are busy that are unable to attend the worship services.
因为在这个社会里头，真的有的人真的是非常忙碌。
And because in this society there are people that are extremely busy.
那所以这忙碌的人当中呢，其实也会有一些有心的人。
And within these busy people, there are people with the heart to seek after God.
所以我们可以用 其他的方法来帮助他接触信仰。
And so we can use other methods to bring them to know the faith.
多多利用教会有的资源来帮助他。
And take opportunity of the resources in church to help them.
那所以再来第六呢，就是说，真的人有不同的背景，有不同的个性，有不同的目的。
And six are those with a different background, different personalities, and a different intention.
好，那再来讲到这个跟进的目标。
Next, I'll talk about the goals of a follow-up.
好，那接下来哈是一些内容。
And then the content of our follow-up.
内容我们看这个二哈，一起聚会查经。
So under the content, let's look at number two, the 10 services and Bible studies.
这个跟进的工作要从这个讲很多跟道理没有什么关系的话题，慢慢的要进入圣经里头的话题。
When we first started doing follow-up, we may speak about worldly things or daily things involving daily life, but eventually, gradually, we'll lead them into talking about sharing the words of life.
那二的D说
And under letter D, it says, teach them to pray and pursue the Holy Spirit.
很多的时候，这个得到圣灵啊， 是一个很明显的突破。
And many times we see a great breakthrough when one receives the Holy Spirit.
这个有些人你会觉得说那个他问的问题啊， 其实是一直反复。 你跟他解释了啊， 用不同方法解释好几次， 但是他就是还是
We may find that some people keep asking the same questions over and over, and no matter how, with different angles, different perspectives you give, you try to answer it, they still continue to ask the same questions.
很多的时候在他得圣灵之后, 他就懂了。
But oftentimes, after they receive the Holy Spirit, they understand.
那有些人在那边摇摆不定。
And there's people that are unsettled.
也是常常得圣灵之后就定下来了。
And oftentimes, when they receive the Holy Spirit, they settle down.
所以这个鼓励 我们所带领的人祷告求圣灵，这个也是一个带领的关键。
And so this is also very important for teach them to pray and pursue for the Holy Spirit.
那一讲到带领明白基本信仰。
Letter E says step by step to help them understand the basic doctrines.
这个提多书第一章第四节，保罗称提多为这个他的真儿子，是在共信之道这个基础上面。
In Titus chapter 1, verse 4, Paul refers to Titus as his true son in the faith.
The common faith.
In the common faith.
所以这个帮助带领他们明白我们的基本信仰，这也是一个很重要的这个带领的过程。
So it's very important for us to lead them to understand the basic doctrines in the church.
好，那接下来这个方法。
Next is the methods.
这个方法分成个别的。
We divide it into individual follow-up.
那第二个是集体的跟进。
Group follow-up.
这个集体的跟进通常就是，比如说安息日来到教会。
Group follow-up typically includes when they come to church on Sabbath.
参加整个教会的活动。
They attend the days of services.
这个跟进其实一个很重要的工具，就是我们的谈话。
It's a very important method for us to use follow-up is to have conversations.
我们了解这个人也是透过谈话。
We come to know a person through talking with them.
我们能够继续跟他交往也是透过这个讲话。
And we'll continue to maintain that relationship with them through their conversations.
他们的 认识我们教会明白道理，也常常是透过这个讲话。
And oftentimes they come to know the church, come to know the truth through our conversations.
所以这里给大家几个交谈的这个原则。
And so here are some principles that we should use in our conversations.
请看 C。
Please look at letter C.
适时而止，不要疲劳轰炸。
Stop at the right time and avoid tiring out the speech.
我们真的懂得好多啊。
Because we truly know a lot.
所以呢，就要在那短短的时间全部告诉他。
When we feel that we know a lot, we want to give them all that information in that short amount of time.
这个其实这个并不是很好的做法。
But actually, this is not a very effective method.
这个人的这种这个学习的效率哈，它是有一定的这个时间性。
Because people can learn with only a certain within a certain period of time, or
超过了那个时间呢，就会变成是一种受苦负担。
And after that certain period of time, it becomes very burdensome to them to have to listen.
所以，除非对方真的是这么渴慕哈，那我们这个时间要控制。
And so, unless the other party has a desire to seek after and keep asking questions, we really need to limit our time.
那再来 F.
And letter F.
要避免这种攻击性的言辞。
We need to avoid attacking each other in our speech or having avoid attacking each other in our speeches.
那除了像丁姐妹讲的那种对象哈，他。你骂他，你责备他，他会觉得说他活着哈。那活着的话，你不要随便攻击，随便责备。
Besides the example that Sister Ding brought up, where she rebuked the person, and then the guy felt that he was alive by her rebukes, we shouldn't attack other people in our speech or in our conversations.
那再来对对方的信仰也不要有太多的攻的这个这种评论。
And we shouldn't criticize another person's faith that much.
毕竟。他在那个领域里头已经很久。
And because they have already grown up in that environment for a while.
而且我们说实在的，我们对他的信，对他的宗教，我们了解的也并不多。
And truthfully, we have very little understanding of their faith, their religion.
再来这个 G.
And also letter G.
不要只是做那些。没有意义的漫谈。
Now, don't continue to make meaningless talks or speech.
我们要越早越好，哈，这个切入，哈，这个福音的主题。
We need to quickly get into talking about the gospel.
这个通常对方不会主动的说。我们来谈一些圣经的道理。
Typically, the other party wouldn't initiate by saying that let's talk about the Bible.
那我们要主动的啊，让我们来看一段圣经。
So we need to take that initiative to invite them to study a passage in the Bible.
再来 H.
And the letter H.
我们谈话的原则哈，讨论但不要争论。
We need to discuss in our conversations, but avoid arguing.
他明明错了哈。那我们也可以说，你再想想看，我也再想想看。
Even if that person is completely wrong in their assumptions or their arguments, we still need to say, I'll go and think about it. And we should both take some time to think about it.
那我们就暂时切断。
And so we'll just discontinue our talk for now.
那对自己真的没有把握的话题呀、我们就也很谦卑的说。那我再查考清楚，我们再来谈。
And so for topics that we do not have much confidence in, we're not very knowledgeable, and we can humbly say that we'll talk about this another time. I can go find out.
那我们在从事这个宣道的工作哈，我们可以的话，我们自个人呢，我们也做一下笔记。
And so when we're doing our evangelical work, we should also take notes.
因为这个跟进的工作就是听跟讲。
Because the work of follow-up is to listen and also to speak.
那我们会接触很多的人，各种不同的人。
And so we'll be exposed and encountered many different kinds of people.
那你做一下笔记，会帮助你去了解人，去认识人。
And so if we take notes, it'll help us to understand people, to know people better.
有一个作家有一个人来请教一个作家说你教我怎么写作。
And there's a person that inquired of a writer and asked him how to teach him how to write.
那个大作家说，你就到街上去，啊，你去描写一百个人。
And this great writer told him to go, told the person to go on the street and to describe 100 people that he sees.
啊，你能够描写了一百个不同的人，你就可以成为作家了。
And if you can describe 100 different people that you see, you can become a writer.
那一个人呢？他还没有描写一百个人，他真的就成为作家了。
And that person before he finished describing writing about 100 people, he already became a true writer.
主耶稣希望我们去宣道。
And Jesus wants us to go out and preach.
所以他一定会帮助我们，让我们更容易去了解人。
And so he will make it. He will give us the power to understand people.
那我们稍微做一下笔记，不久之后。你就会成为专家。
And so, but we also need to take some notes about people so that we can become more knowledgeable of where they're coming from.
那个讲话讲进去人的心里，这个是很有力的一个武器。
So words that are spoken appropriately is very effective.
那这个就是从我们的观察、我们的经验可以累积而来的。
This is knowledge that we have experience of gain from.What we've done in the past.
这就是为什么有时候有些人他就非得要跟谁讲不可。
And this is why some people want to speak to a particular type of particular person.
因为他讲了，有些人给他的只是不痛不痒。
Because many people, many times the answers that receive from others are not satisfactory.
有一些人真的就可以这样子一针见血。
But there are those that truly know how to answer them the most effective most effectively.
我们一起默祷，然后我们分组。
Let's pray in silence and we'll split up into our discussion groups.
Amen. 我有准备了两个问题，你可以讨论那两个问题。那我们 这几个讨论会来，有好多的问题，事实上我们没有时间讨论。你如果要讨论以前的问题也可以。
I prepared two questions for your group to discuss, and if you finish those, you can also talk about other questions that you didn't get to before.
好，那我们就照原来的分组。
So we'll just split into our usual groups.